I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thai officials say this week's deadly Bangkok shrine bombing was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners, but is not believed to have been carried out by an international terror group. Earlier, the Thai National Police Chief said at least 10 people were involved in planning the attack, which killed at least 22 people and injured hundreds more. The government on Wednesday issued an arrest warrant for a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A sketch of the foreign man was also released. There is a $28,000 reward for info leading to his capture. Egyptian officials say a large car bomb exploded outside a state security building in Cairo early Thursday, wounding at least six police officers. Eyewitnesses say the bombers parked the explosives-laden car outside the government facility before escaping in another vehicle. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has been sworn in for his third term in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. The president's office had told VOA's Central Africa Service on Wednesday that he would be sworn in on August 26th. Instead, Mr. Nkurunziza took the oath of office Thursday at the National Assembly in the capital, Bujumbura, with no foreign heads of state present. The president's new five-year term has been criticized by some as violating the Constitution and the Arusha Accords that effectively ended Burundi's 13-year civil war. Mr. Nkurunziza's announcement in April that he would run for re-election sparked a coup attempt and weeks of political protests, in which more than 100 people died. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing to comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly has made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. Pakistan's Foreign Office spokesman, Qazi Khalilullah, avoided answering direct questions on the issue.
The two sides are engaged in consultations on various issues, including the coalition support funds. However, I wish to reiterate that under the ongoing military operation that we as action is being taken.
Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Protesters clashed with police in St. Louis, Missouri, Wednesday after a young black man was shot and killed during the confrontation with officers. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson said 18-year-old Mansour Balbe was killed when he pointed a gun on two white policemen as they were serving a search warrant on a house. As word of the shooting spread, neighborhood residents gathered at the scene and angrily demonstrated against the shooting. Nine people were arrested in the confrontation.
So an area that's been plagued by violence, been plagued by gun violence, police officers were there today doing the job that we all asked them to do to keep our community safe. Group of protesters came together and started to do acts of violence directed not only towards law enforcement, but towards the neighborhood.
Wednesday's shooting occurred a little more than a week after the first anniversary of the death of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old unarmed black man who was shot after a confrontation with a white police officer in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri. Three U.S. Forest Service fighters were killed and four others injured while battling a wildfire in Washington State in northwestern United States. Authorities say the firefighters were overcome by flames Wednesday after their vehicle crashed near the town of Wisp. A local law enforcement official described the fire as a hellstorm. About 1,500 residents of Wisp and two other nearby towns were ordered to evacuate. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee asked the federal government to declare a state of emergency, which would provide more resources to help battle dozens of blazes. He said the fires destroyed 50 homes and 60 other buildings and consumed more than 95,000 hectares of land across the state. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.